That was a really good stretch. Sorry, I was trying to be quiet.
All good, dude. So what about the
tired?
What about the sacred and the profane?
Just hallucinogens, specifically acid, being like the major components, being like the sacred and then also the profane, where you have like the sacred being like feeling whole and feeling amazing about your life and yourself and feeling like you have it all figured out.
Right. But what you, then, were you saying that people tend to focus on that afterward and hold on to that? And
no, LSD specifically has the profane, where like there's the weirdness, the mischievous. The,
oh, because I was going to say, in my experience, it's way more profane.
Yeah, yeah. Like LSD, that's its signature if you were to compare it to the other classic hallucinogens.
You get the sacred, magical, like, wow, factor too, but a lot of it's like, what a goofy thing someone just said. Let's laugh about that for nine hours.
Yeah, and cackling and making masks and painting your face and
declaring yourself to be some sort of thing, and then you are that thing till later.
Starting little fires.
Yeah.
handful of yay for some blow, the walrus, etc. There's lots of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, do I hear a hot take that's burbling like a coffee pot?
No.
cold brew take.
Oh, I like cold brew take. That's pretty good.
Very, very handy.
low acidity take. Mm-hmm. Like
that's very toddy.
But not hot.
No.
Damn.
Cold toddy take. What Morgan, what's wrong?
I can't find my updated character sheet, and it's annoying me because I have two different saved character sheets and both of them are wrong.
Yeah, mine got fucked up too because I had to take the computer over to Jared's. And so some of my information's missing.
Yeah. That's something we need to work out with you as a new computer, Danny, and a new mic so you can yell and lean back. Like, that would be ideal, I think.
Yeah, I need to yell. It's part of my process.
and Al Pacino far more, I think.
Yeah, well, he's a big influence on my volume addiction. I learned a lot of how loud you can be.
It's called acting very well.
Yeah, considered one of the greats. I almost yelled that at full volume, but I decided not to.
did anybody here catch our local viewing of Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yes, it was so good.
So good. Okay, I'm glad that somebody
who
saw
was in it. Was it Micah? Was in it, right?
Micah
and then Tom Wolfe. Was amazing.
Paul Mixon.
Everybody was stellar.
John Ficarra was the Al Pacino, and he was killing it.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
Cars always smell vaguely of shit.
I love that play because it's so it's profane, as we were saying. But like these long, weird monologues, mainly from the Al Pacino guy. And then he'll just be like, look over it at someone and be like, so how are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. He's a genius, brilliant, it's so good. Insane. It's a weird like zoo exhibit of toxic masculinity. It's hard to watch at times, but also like important
and riveting.
Nothing has changed.
Everyone in that production was cast so perfectly too. Like, it was great.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. The who did you play Al Pacino's character, Danny, when you did that scene, that like long scene of you fucking with the old man?
No. Tom, who played,
Jack Lemmon's.
He was Chevy the Machine Levine. Tom in the new production played Jack Lemmon's character. When he did a scene of me and our other friend, I played Ed Moss, who I don't know the actor who played him in the new one. Like, I've never met that guy. He did a great job. It's Ed Harris in the movie, but yeah.
Oh, that's right. Ed Harris.
Yeah, he's the husband that's the mark, or...
No. We did like a thing where it was like short sketches years ago at the Unchurch, and Tom wanted me to do a scene from Glengarry Glen Ross, and it was the one where the, not the Al Pacino guy, the other dick salesman is trying to convince that he needs to break in and steal the leads, and it starts with him getting all racist about Indian people but it's just like exactly it's just him trying to slowly convince the more innocent guy that he needs to go steal the leads because they're both getting screwed over, and that guy's character, he'll get found out because he's a loudmouth. That was a very fun scene to play. And the guy that did the full play recently was really good.
Yeah, so good.
It's interesting. Two of my coworkers worked in the 80s in the stock exchange, like Wall Street, but they were in LA, but the same job, basically. Right. Hearing them talk about it, and now they work at a video store and are like normal people is very funny. But they just tell me shit where I'm like, were there rules? And they're like, there were if you messed up, like if you get caught. But like,
right.
Everything doesn't equal zero by the end of the day or maybe the week. There are rules, basically. That's about it.
Such a crazy Wild West. I mean, because it's just before. I mean, they had computers, but like the algorithms do so much of it now, and like there's just, it's so different. So yeah, at the end of the day, if you could, you know, make sure everything was in the black, not the red, and you dotted all your I's, crossed all your T's, then whatever you did in the meantime, as long as everyone was happy, was fine.
Yeah, very similar things are happening in the cannabis industry right now, where there's a blue tag on it, nobody's complaining. Like, where it necessarily
is that like the quality thing or something. Like,
it's just the chain of custody for it.
Oh, weird.
You can get audited, and they're like, "Where the heck does this come from?" Like, it's happened to us before, just like on any given inspection. But
they're like, "This weed has too many fades."
That's once a year that they would come and do that to one single item out of like 6,000 that you go through in a year.
Damn.
So I guess I can see where there's a ton of room for people to goof around.
Yeah. I guess whenever there's like big money, one of my coworkers was saying he used to gamble with Jordan Belford, the Wolf of Wall Street guy.
Oh shit.
He used to go to his like poker night every now and then, and it was like $10,000 hands and shit. Like,
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
It's very insane. But yeah, none of us have any money, so I think
no. No. And along with no money, I also have absolutely no memory.
The memory brokers aren't going to get you.
The first episode I listened to, and I remember most of that up until the last like 15 minutes. But
oh, dude, I had to listen to the second episode again last night because I had no memory and I wasn't
drugs.
You were all
you're very sick. You're very sick.
Well, you guys were like, I'm going to do another episode, and I was like, I don't think I can do it. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to take a bunch of edibles.
Reasonable
and just like
decision to make,
feel no pain and be a bobblehead. But yeah, it was mixed with also like a bunch of Mucinex and a fever, so no memory, totally blank. Hope we had fun, hope I didn't die. I know.
We actually like wrote you out of the scene pretty
you're simply. Okay,
you're good.
Cool. Well, that was a long time for nothing.
Well, I don't really remember either.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
We were having a good time.
I don't personally remember either.
For the listener, the last two episodes are you can watch them on video with no music or edits on the Patreon if you want. Patreon.com/playingwithmadness. It's funny, Morgan, you can't see you.
Yes.
And And Chad was like, I've still never seen Morgan. I'm very curious what Morgan looks like.
It's just really a person that exists behind Danny's face.
I'm just like looking at you too. Like I'll just like be staring at you in the recording.
Yeah, all the little previews
back of Jared's head, which has a crazy ass haircut going on.
Yeah, no, there's like, I'm like, what are all these shapes on the back of my head? I think I was having a neck thing because I'm like, I'm like head twitching like a tweaker kind of through the whole thing. And
beautiful.
So, you know, it's entertaining.
Really high production value.
Oh, yeah. We'll soon be streaming all the time, so you can get that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a 24-hour live stream of, of the woods. And I'll just say, play with this.
Spooky.
A little fox will walk by.
My creek.
Cool. Yeah, you set it up then, Morgan.
I got that. Morgan's Creek.
I'll be our social media manager or whatever it's called.
Would you rather your clothes were only made out of used socks?
Ooh.
Or once a week you have to live stream yourself shitting with your phone?
Oh.
Shitting, because it's like if anyone wants to watch that, they can. I figure most people won't.
Like, you could actually make a fan base.
Yeah,
can you monetize it, dude?
Yeah.
Because there's got to be people out there, right? Like,
I'm not wearing all socks all the time just because people want to watch me shit. That's stupid.
Yeah. See, I have a hot take. I think a lot of people think that anybody just wants their feet pics, but I bet you most of our feet are kind of not great for feet pics.
I got nice as fuck feet, dude.
I love the confidence. It wasn't like my feet are pretty good.
My
because I was looking, I looked down at my feet, and I was like, "There's nothing wrong with them," but I don't think they're feet as good as Jared's.
That's what I thought too.
I looked at my feet. And I'm wearing socks, so I'm already on the sock train.
These socks.
I got a pedicure, so my toenails are painted purple right now. So
are like a nice jelly
color. So I actually take my sentiment back.
I've never had a pedicure.
Ready to go.
I've never had
really
any of those
either. Me either. It was super nice. The massage chair was dope as fuck and gave me a really good massage. And it just felt nice to get my feet pampered.
Sounds excellent.
I'm going to probably do it again.
I feel like my feet are something I don't know they hurt until it's like relieved.
Yeah.
You know, until you get like a foot rub or something. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't really think about it because you have to walk and do things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're just so far away. They're
just way down there. Wire this from my brain.
Yeah,
they're like half the room away.
The Pony Express that takes messages from my feet. Sometimes they, you know, die of dysentery on the Oregon Trail to my brain.
Yeah,
my feet did call me the other day. I deleted the voicemail, but whatever.
Maybe it was a thank you for the pampering.
Because all the pain signals from my feet get lost or die in my back.
They just they take confused those calls and like hang up on them because the back's like, it's my body.
They unplug it from one side and plug it into the wrong hole in the other, and the pain just like,
you don't want to do that.
You need a back to tank, buddy.
A back to tank?
We definitely all need back to tanks.
Yeah.
It's a back to tank.
It's what they throw Luke in when he almost dies in Star Wars, where he's floating in his underwear.
It's a water.
It's a libertarian economic device where you give back to the community.
Oh,
my God, dude.
But it's a big tank you put your money in because we can't trust banks.
Well, we
trust,
think about ideas.
Trust tanks, not banks.
Tanks, not banks.
Yeah, oh, that's pretty good.
We should make a shirt.
The Plane of Madness Libertarian
Party. Tanks, not banks, but it's also a it confuses the military industrial complex. So they're like, tanks also good, banks also good.
Like, and it's tank-y. Like, it should actually be like a tank, like the military vehicle with Luke floating in a back to tank on top of it. Like, you're like, huh.
That would help the community.
And money.
It's one of those things they'd put people in where money would blow around you and you got to keep whatever you can. And then you use it to buy medicine.
Yeah.
did you have an item to get to, Jared?
Well, on previous sessions, what do you mean? Like, should I get you to start doing the recap?
No, I at the very beginning you said I had something to
save
say
it
outside of my
like outside of the show, about the show. Behind the scenes bordering shit for all you guys. But
well, in that case, much like...
like what?
Trail cam footage of Luke Skywalker in a back-to-tank on top of a tank, but is actually in a larger fish tank that's at a party and everybody's dropping trash into it.
Aw, and dipping their toes.
And I like parties, I guess. They're fun. I guess our heroes are at one of the craziest parties, and I think they're having fun, I guess.
You don't remember. You don't remember if they're having
fun. I'm not having fun.
No, wait, Sasha, I think, maybe is having fun a little bit.
Sasha has a goal.
Well, Sasha hit his breaking point, so oh, yes. Sasha's having...
Sasha no longer has a goal.
Actually, from...
It's a new goal.
Oh, yeah. Lance is getting to accomplish his dreams, right? Like, this is...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what Lance is doing.
He's 1 point away from his breaking
point. I feel like Dewey is getting a lot of therapy right now in a different kind of way.
I actually have a question about Dewey's disposition at the end of the last episode, which I can't remember. Because it's been my default that Dewey was going to stay in the van and be the getaway driver, and that's just what he do. But I feel like I made a resolution at the end of the last episode, like the live show, to go into the building, but I can't remember if I did that or not. And now I don't want to, but I don't want to give, I don't want to have a continuity problem where Dewey's like, I'm going to go in the building. Actually, I'm going back to my van.
I kind of like that.
I think we'll start a continuity problem.
this will be the only one. Yeah, go ahead.
We'll start with recap with Dewey. So Dewey went and fired a rocket launcher off the roof of the 7-Eleven after tying up the 7-Eleven employee for like next to no reason. And then he went back to his van and he found Carrie's daughter dead and a CIA agent, Angelo Caruso, who really got a lot more screen time than he should have through this series.
This is amazing.
But, Angelo Caruso there.
Killed two main important characters.
He honestly could have very easily killed Dewey too, but Dewey managed to talk to him and work it out and be like, we're on the same side. I've got agents in the building. And he's like, cool. He talked to his superior, Rachel, not Patricia. And then Angelo, the last we saw Angelo, he left to take Annette's body to the police to tell them, like, oh no, this girl got shot or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, CIA gun.
Leaving Dewey, we'll say Dewey is just contemplating whether or not he wants to go in the building. Maybe you felt really gung-ho about it, and now you're a little unsure.
But I didn't make any active move. Like, I didn't say aloud that I was going into the building.
Yeah, you didn't. I can't remember.
Listen to it last night? Okay,
I can't remember that specifically. Yeah, but
if Dewey said he was going to do that, Dewey going to change his mind.
Dewey's hesitant. He's like... Because you just had a gun pointed at you. You found out Annette died, and you guys were kind of buddies. It's probably like feels a little more real. Like there's a puddle of blood outside of your van, you know?
I don't know. She stressed me out with her questions so bad. I went into a fugue state. I don't think I liked her much.
But she also snapped you out of the fugue state. So that was something like not everybody could do that, you know?
Well, John. Fine. I'll be sad.
You're not sad. Whatever the fuck you want to do. Jared,
if you want to play my character, I'll be sad.
I more meant you'd be scared because it's just somebody just got shot in your car.
But, Jared, the director. Oh, you're my motivations. Okay.
Well, fine. I won't even do this week. No. Meanwhile, everyone in the building has had a crazy last half hour. And when you got up to the second story, you had gotten a naked knife fight. You guys were not the naked ones or the knife ones. And then there was a shootout in the library. The building got hit by several rockets, a grenade or a bomb, a homemade bomb blew up in the library. You killed one guard in the library. Sasha was carrying the other over his shoulder. I assume she's just in the room with you right now because you went ahead, went through a dressing room. There were some drinks spilled. You all put on robes. It was like half an episode.
is important. Some important backstory got developed.
If you check the social media, there are several clips out there about putting on robes.
I do remember putting on a robe.
Yeah. And then Newt stayed behind in the robe room because a call came over the loudspeaker that the party's about to begin. And Newt, you also know the guards are sweeping the, it sounded a voice, the voice, same voice who spoke over the loudspeaker spoke on the headset you got from the guard you killed and said to sweep towards, he said, like, sweep towards the third floor. So, you know, guards are coming along with the rest of the party. So you, you were acting as lookout in the dressing room. It was like a foyer with all the robes and the drinks that Lance spilled and stuff. Meanwhile, everybody else kept going, got called by a weird voice, went and met Raymond Ward, who was a weird guy, and he called himself a wizard and seemed to kind of be one because he gave Sasha and Lance intense visions that involved him as a 12-foot-tall man, centipedes all over the floor. He had this big sack going into his eye. Sasha went nuts, tried to lick the guy's eye to get black goo from the guy's IV off his eye. And then Carrie walked in the room, shot the guy in the head while Lance was choking the guy and Sasha was licking his eyeball. And his head blew up. And
Jesus.
Yeah, it was an intense ending. I was listening back and I genuinely didn't remember it. And I was listening back and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, okay. So I've got one note written on my character sheet that I printed out just for the live thing. It says it smells the ghost. it smells like the ghost.
Well, what we kept saying was it smells the ghost. And I don't remember why that became a thing, but we kept saying it.
It'll definitely be the title of last episode.
That sounds exactly like, what you would find on the day after taking acid in your pocket.
For sure. And the way I kept hearing it was not like, it is a thing and it smells the ghost. It's like you walked into a room like, it smells the ghost in here. It's lovely. That's the way I thought.
Where did that phrase work?
We
smell the ghost?
Somewhat.
It's just. It's on my character sheet. I'm wondering where it's coming from.
The moment
I don't remember.
Sorry.
I think it was the context was just we were talking and somebody said that. Like
so that's not a pertinent note for the game? Okay.
As far as I recall, it doesn't mean anything at all.
I just think we were all laughing because it sounded funny.
I thought it was part of the game.
Was it you, Morgan?
I think so. Don't remember a lot.
Anyways,
you're good at this.
So, Morgan, you had your literal mouth open against this guy's face.
Your little mouth.
Your little mouth.
Literal mouth.
Your little mouth. Literal mouth. I thought you said little.
Sasha's little mouth comically out. Tiny mouth. That's a part of your mental visual for Sasha now. It's like a quarter the size of a regular mouth.
Ridiculous.
Little tongue licking the...
Wait, that means that food. Lance has a tiny mouth too because he's a clone.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the German in him though. But anyways.
Well, it smells the ghost, so...
He got cloned in Germany. There, like a little bit of German gets in you if you get cloned in Germany.
That's the way it works.
A little tiny mouth to show the German.
There's so much German floating in the air.
Okay, anyways, but you don't get a save on this. Lance, you get a Is it dexterity or agility? Sorry, I don't have a character sheet handy.
There's a dexterity, yeah.
Dexterity times 5 roll to see if you avoid this splatter of black blood and brains coming at you.
Yikes, okay.
Yeah, wasn't Morgan's character like sucking the black goo from the guy's eye, but he was like trying not to let it get sucked out?
Yes, and then the guy got shot, his head blown up while Morgan was doing that. So, you know,
what the fuck did you guys do?
I think your internet dropped out while they were putting on robes in the foyer. So your character's just in the foyer, like holding a gun.
Just idle.
That's why I don't
get to you. We'll get to you.
But still, you guys did so much crazy shit.
They've been away. You've been separated from them for like less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, but in the 5 minutes, there were some visions you gotta experience.
You guys are all like Wet Anthony style.
I learned the truth. So
yeah, okay.
And I'm killing the truth with a 6. I dodged it 6 under 75.
All right, you dodge it. You have to roll a sanity check, but a different sanity check.
Another different one?
Yes, and okay. Carrie, you do as well.
Okay.
Oh, this is important. Oh no, I didn't expect this. Yeah. Oh yeah. Critical 22 under 39 or under 40. I'm at. My breaking point is 39.
You've seen some heads explode in your time. You're an astronaut, you know. So it's not a big deal.
Well, I got.
And I wanted this guy's head to explode. He thinks he did it. He thinks he squeezed it like a big pimple.
Yeah, you really wanted this guy to die. You were choking.
At one point, you yelled at me to kill him.
Yeah.
And that's why because I didn't have any of the visions or goo, but you were like, take him out or something. So I shot him in the head.
Nice shot, devil.
Oh, yeah. Not my first time. I also got an 8.
Okay. And Sasha, roll a sanity check.
4.
Okay. So you only lose a D4 sanity, and 2. You develop 2. You only lose 2 sanity. You're still in a break, but add a new bond to your character sheet as you get a splatter of black blood and some other material from from Raymond Ward into your face, mouth, and eyes. You have a new bond with a bond score of the 2 sanity you just lost of Joseph Curran, and he lives in your head now.
How do you spell his last name?
Oh no.
Curwen. And he is a slave trader from the 1700s.
Oh god.
Who's a wizard? Dot was murdered. I will say that you see when you there's like this gunshot and you're like blinded as just viscera hits and impacts you, and you like rear back and scream, and you see a vision, like you're just you see a farm that's on fire, and there's a row of men wearing like early America dress, like wicker hats, or before that, straw hats or whatever, and threadbare clothes, and they're encircling you, pointing guns at you, and they all fire, and you have that brief flash as you get a little of the essence of Joseph Curran in you. And you're also, from last session, you are highly skeptical of the world you've lived in your whole life after seeing these visions. These visions feel, at least at the moment, much more real to you than the real world. And as your madness fades and you come back to the real world, you're very skeptical of it. Looks like the illusion that Raymond kept referring to it as.
Cool.
Yep, and you guys are all in this room with the dead body. There's a bunch of blood in the tub. and it smells really bad in here. You haven't really gotten a chance to look around because you guys have just been dealing with Raymond Ward. So
okay, well, I'm gonna like start wiping my. Do I have black viscera all over me too?
No, you were like standing. The other two were on the floor, and right. Lance managed to like flinch back and avoid it. Only Sasha. You see him just like rubbing his face, and he's just like a head just blew up like 2 inches from his face. And he's like deafened momentarily and kind of stunned and slowly snapping out of it.
Jesus fucking Christ! What happened to you twos? What was that?
The truth? I think he was the truth.
Okay, you're telling me I just shot the truth in the head?
I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know.
What happened to you over here, to Lance?
We got him good. I felt like I think I saw some visions.
Right? I saw some visions. I can't even remember. Right?
Yes, you did. You saw. The man was 12 feet tall and had like a sack that was with limbs that were going into his eye on his head, and there were centipedes, and the night sky was moving overhead. Yeah. It was the walls were made out of skin. It's pretty scary.
Nothing I haven't never dreamt of before. Just a 12-foot tall man covered in centipedes with the big eye sack. The sky was roiling in black in the skin walls, just like you do. Sasha over here was going ham on that eye, trying to drink the black goo. I think he's got a little bit of taste for the other side. But
yeah, you two were saying some weird shit a minute ago. Okay. Okay, can I like
you handled it?
We're not out of the dark yet. And
one thing, Carrie, those visions sound a lot like the visions you've had previously that you never talked to anyone about too.
It seems like you guys have seen something. I'm a little taken aback by that then. If that matches my own experiences in the past, I'm even more weirded out. So I guess I'm just going to look around. I don't remember what the room we're in looks like.
It's like the big suite. There was like a raised area with the tub. That's where the blood is. And there's like a kitchenette over here. And he was kind of sitting in front of the kitchenette in a chair, so he's dead on the ground right in front of it. You haven't looked over there, and on the other side, there's another raised area to your right that has like the bed and the bedroom kind of.
And there's another door somewhere.
Nope, it was just the door back to the hallway. There's a door to a bathroom that's open. Sorry, this room would have a bathroom.
So, but this wasn't the guy talking on the intercom.
It does not appear to be. You don't see where he would have talked to the intercom. Yeah. He seemed like with the IV that he was pretty stationary, just kind of like off in a corner of the room, just sitting here.
Oh, and we saw that the box was here, right? The like the case.
Oh, yes. Lance, you saw that. I think you passed a perception check. You saw the case that appears like the case you were looking for, like a big equipment case you would carry a microphone in or something, and it is open and empty by the tub.
We got to inspect this case.
And he goes over and looks at it.
Yeah. Good.
This is our mission.
No, I'm like being having you say that, and then like I did see the black goo dancing around in the air avoiding like damage earlier, so I'm after all the adrenaline has now come down a little bit, I'm a little like the case. What?
Oh, you can actually
a bunch of little scuttly pops.
Yeah.
I think it's when he does the Pachito, he moves the mic away from his face and it makes a scuttly pop. It's okay.
Oh, okay. It sounds like a crab is playing your teeth.
Yep.
That's the real truth, but I like Jared's euphemism for it. That crab has a name. No, sorry.
Please.
Oh, all good. It sounded like Carrie
Sebastian
was gonna,
or all Sebastian. Sorry.
Carrie was going to look around the room. And There's something, I saw a crab video that was really good and I can't remember it. But Carrie was going to look around the room and Lance was going to check the case, it sounded like.
Where's Newt?
And where's everybody, sorry, Newt? One thing real quick. Everybody can roll an occult.
Oh.
Newt, you left behind in the last room.
Yeah. I was wondering if I've been listening to the radio chatter perchance.
We specified you have to, like, it's like click to talk. You're not just hearing everything or drive you fucking crazy. Mm. So I don't think nobody specified they were projecting the radio, but we'll get to you in just a minute.
Okay. I failed the cult.
I failed the cult.
I failed the cult.
Ugh. All right. Nothing with an occult, but you guys who were looking around the room, we'll say Sasha is taking a little bit of recoup time because he just hit a breaking point and is very.
This guy's teeth. Like, and like,
yeah, there's a sink if you want to like wash your face or anything.
I feel like there's a three tiered level of weird right now where Sasha's the most like fucked up. I'm a little bewildered and trying to piece together what just happened. And Lance is like, no, the case is over here.
Yeah.
And Lance is still on the case. But so Lance.
Oh, Jared.
Wow. Roll your.
That sounds like one of my jokes.
Yeah.
Give it back to him.
Give me my jokes.
So you guys can roll searched. I think Carrie roll a search.
Yeah.
And Lance, you can roll a search or a forensics or anything like that for the case.
No, I got a 91. I'm just dealing with what I know.
So as you you look around the room, you go by the bed, and you see there, you find what the smell was. There's a giant pile of rotten, like, desiccated fruit, and, like, what looks, there looks to be some, like, chicken carcasses in there and stuff, like, cooked chicken carcasses and stuff. Like, it looks like just a giant trash mound by the bed. It's kind of, it's just pretty nasty, and that's what was making this room stink so bad. That's all you find.
It's not in the box spring with a bunch of cats.
No, it is not.
It's not in the box spring. Someone needs to. You think in a joint like this, they'd have better maid service.
And Lance, what did you get?
40 in my forensics is 40.
Nice. So you check out the case, and yeah, you definitely notice it is well padded on the inside.
This case is well padded.
Whatever was in it is gone. You look at the case itself because you can't really tell what was in it. It's not like shaped padding. It's just the walls have foam on them. They're not, but it's not like a.
It's not cut out for something.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like in Evil Dead 2 where he's looking for the chainsaw and there's the outline of the chainsaw on the wall in shock. You know, it's not like that. But you do see when you're looking at the case, it is scuffed up to shit. And it has blood splattered on it, so you're almost certain this would be what was stolen from the CIA because you know it was like a they got in a chase and shit to steal it. And if there's no labels on it. There's no like if found, returned to the CIA or anything. It looks like because it was probably pretty top secret. It was just an unmarked black case.
Got it.
He licks the blood.
It's just blood. Actually, with your past forensics, it's a couple days old. And then you look at the blood on the tub because you're right by the tub. And that's from tonight. It isn't even like crusty. So you're like, oh, this blood isn't from that. So this blood is from something before.
Wait, the blood in the tub matches the nub on the hub?
And the ring of the spring.
Ring of the spring.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The ring of the tub is blood. So let's see here.
The blood of the nub.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Let's keep doing rhymes for a while.
Sasha just is saying that.
I'm washing my face and mumbling that.
Blood nub.
Oh, I thought you were arranging the guy's teeth.
No, I'm spitting them out of my mouth and like gobbets.
Oh, I thought you were like reorganizing his teeth on the floor.
Oh, man, I'll do that next. That sounds like a great deal of fun. I'm going to try and put his face back together.
This is the box, but the rod inside is missing.
It's like long, right?
It's big. It's like like 2 feet thick, 3 feet tall, 2 feet width. So it's big. It's like you could, like, you were like, it's a little hard to place what would be in there. It's not like a piece of luggage. It's like one step up from that kind of.
Like the rod box. Is long and it's hard to place. Got it.
what were you asking, French?
Like roughly the size of a bread box.
I don't know what a bread box is. I've never seen one.
Is it like a way box bigger. You put a...
Like a toaster oven, basically.
I just gave specific dimensions. Holy
Morgan, if Morgan doesn't know what a fucking bread box is, we are screwed.
Did you just say that?
I don't know what a bread box is.
I don't know what a bread box is. I've never seen one.
They're not.
Who the fuck puts their bread in a box?
Yeah. My mom has one still.
Yeah, they're old. That's how they stored bread back in the day.
It's a little cupboard.
Wouldn't it just make it mold more? Like, because it's in a dark, concealed place?
They don't use them anymore, obviously.
Yeah, not after the great mold pandemic of
LSD-29 or whatever. Yeah. So, anyways.
Sorry.
It's bigger. I assume
where
it's
is
bigger
the
than
item? He gets all mad and yells. It's like,
wait, what'd you find?
The box is here, but the rod isn't inside.
You don't know why he keeps calling it a rod.
It's not a rod.
It's a placeholder.
The rod is a placeholder.
When he said that a minute ago, I clearly was not remembering correctly, and I wrote down rod is not in box.
Yeah, no, that's I mean,
so that's it's now on my payment
of fake news.
So we're looking for a rod. Like a curtain rod?
Some sort of rod.
It's a fishing rod.
It's a fishing rod. I don't know of many different rods. Like we're running
Rod Steiger, Stewart. They all have S last names. Anyway.
Rob's
what do you mean?
Rod Schneider.
Did you where did you find it?
Here it is. And this is the end of the road, right? There's no other doors.
No, there is one more door.
There's one more door. Let's get it.
A, that didn't answer my question. B, there's another door. C, we left Newt back there. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
What is Sasha? Sasha, come on, man. We need you, man.
All right, I splash cold water on my face and get up to go. All right, let's go. I'm ready. Let's go.
You sure?
Let's go. I'm ready. Let's go.
And we cut from there back to Newt, who's in the foyer with a bunch of robes, a table of spilled drinks. And you stayed back here because you know guards and other guests are coming. And you didn't want the other guys to get caught, basically, from behind. So you've been here to
be the canary, so to speak.
Yeah, you're like standing watch. It's like a room. It's kind of a good, like, because there's the door people would walk in from downstairs, and then the door your friends just walked out. So you kind of have a little. Is there anything you'd like to do, or do you think you're just waiting and being alert?
My only thought was to actually crank the chatter and listen to all of it at once.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You listen to the chatter, and you hear the guards talking, and you hear one guard seems to be giving like a rundown of what's happening outside, and he's like, the SWAT team's there, they've unloaded. There's two cop cars out back, more on the way. It looks like some news vans are up the street filming, and there's what appears to be a bomb squad. It looks like they're moving in, they're advancing their line. I'm gonna try to hold them back with the cop we caught. Over and out. You hear that? Like you catch part of his like report.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear one more guard start to be like, we're moving up the stairs from the second story. And then another voice cuts him off. Radio not secure. And then that's it.
And what time is it?
It is 11:40.
They got to hold them off for 20 minutes. Holy shit.
But you basically know they're on their way. You know, there's shitloads of cops, the SWAT team, the bomb squad, and the news are outside. So you guys are probably on, this house is probably on TV. And you would know it's going to be very hard to get out of here. And yeah, you know people are coming your way.
Yeah, and because I turned it on, they kind of caught me because there's another signal on the channel or whatever.
Or you would guess they just know all the radio, like they know you guys have killed some of the guards.
Yeah.
So you could potentially have headsets.
Can I talk into this one too? It's
yeah, there is a receiver. You could speak.
I want to try to use maybe either bureaucracy or persuade to say there's more of them than we thought, and you need to come back downstairs because of the SWAT team.
Roll. I think that would be a persuade. You're basically lying.
Okay.
And you just heard this voice, so are you trying to mimic the voice that was talking about the police downstairs? Kinda?
Yeah, I think so. Unless if I could have been listening longer, I would have tried to probably assume a different character. But
okay, yeah, we could say that.
I'm gonna try that one. I was thinking about like kitchen staff or something like that, but nope. I'm gonna say units halt. Fuck the third floor. We need more people on the second floor. Stat. Oh, 13 under 60.
I thought that was part of what you were saying. You're like, oh, 13.
yeah, he's like, 13, unit 13. Gotcha.
You hear a voice confirm. And then another voice is like, wait, who is this?
They're on the comms. They're on the comms. Clear the comms.
Radio silence. I'm going back to the second floor. And he's like, and I don't give a fuck who knows. And then it clicks off.
Okay. I go to the other room and tell everybody what I heard.
So you go back out to the hallway, and you just as Lance, Carrie, and Sasha emerge from the side room, and all of you, it's a hallway, a long hallway down. The double doors everybody just came out of, or Sasha and them came out of on the side. And then down at the end is one more door.
The cops are coming, Newt.
Indeed they are. Should we ambush them or keep moving forward?
It's going to be like when I landed that spaceship after going to the International Space Station. We're going to be surrounded by adoring fans all wanting to give us kisses for saving the world today.
Lance.
Just like you've always wanted. Just like General Custer. Just like the Alamo. Don't you worry, buddy.
Do you think you could make an explosive trap for our friends who are coming behind us so we don't have to deal with people from both sides when we go through this door?
Oh, that's a great idea. You're smart, Cookie, Sasha. Good genetics. Let's see. Okay, here we go.
With that tiny little mouth.
put your granola bomb in the case.
Oh, that already got blown up.
I don't have
it. But you are still carrying a gas can.
Oh, yeah, I said it right here.
Yeah, I fill up a bunch of bottles full of gas and a tripwire.
Worst bomb ever.
demolitions. Yeah, you could bring up something that would.
I can make. Maybe I like line up a bunch of. Try to make a bunch of little bottle rockets.
Could I help him with some science?
No,
maybe not in your condition.
You could help with the demolitions if you got it.
I got nothing in demolition.
I'd like to do a search for any household solvents that might be around. Even baking soda.
You're just in a hallway. You could go in the suite.
Yeah, okay.
You haven't even been in there, and honestly, you'll have to roll sanity checks if you go in there.
That's fine. I'm all good.
Don't go in there.
Let Lance do his thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you see Lance and Sasha are fucking covered in blood. Like, way more than before.
Yeah, maybe roll a sanity check.
No, you don't have to roll sanity, but they, and Sasha looks fucking wigged out. Sasha looks like it smelled the ghost, dude.
Yeah, I put my hand on his shoulder like I've put my hand on many of my friends' shoulders at Phish concerts. Oh. It's gonna be okay, brother.
Okay. You can roll a some kind of, if you have psychotherapy, you could roll to help him out a little bit. And Lance, you roll your demolitions for your home rim bomb.
Rockets.
Little rockets.
Yeah, little rockets.
Yeah.
I'm acing the rolls tonight. 15 under 51. Palindrome.
All right. So yeah, you rig them up and you have like a way to send them off. You don't think this will like really... It might hurt one or two people, but it's more you'll know when anyone comes and triggers it. It'll be really loud and crazy with bottle rockets, you know?
I'm going to roll human int. Ooh, I got a 44 under 50. And ooh. I place my hand carefully on Saucer's, like kind of where his heart is. And I say, "We are the final bastion against the demonic forces of this world, my brother. Stay strong."
Sasha like looks kind of grossed out and like lost. Like he doesn't understand why you would say that to him or why you would touch him. Like he feels real like taken aback.
And with your human int, you know, you definitely notice there's been a massive personality shift with Sasha, and like maybe it, like a little bit of an unpleasant one. Like was just a generally, he was a persuasive doctor before, you know, he was a pleasant guy, and he seems a little less pleasant now and you're like not just traumatized, like a little like skeptical and harsh kind
totally of. And I can, if I see that, I know that even my actions, you know, are corny and abrasive. I kind of push through that, knowing that he needs to see that perspective, even if it doesn't feel good.
All right. You show him your true love. Lance makes some bombs. And then you see
demons, Sasha.
Do you guys proceed onwards through this last door?
I'll open the door. Someone cover the something with the something, you know?
Yeah, I got the assault rifle.
Perfect.
Oh, and Sasha, one more thing. Do you still have the lady over your shoulder? I basically retconned that you shrugged her off during that conflict in the suite. Did you leave her there, or are you still carrying her?
I definitely didn't focus on keeping her.
All right, she's just slumped over back there.
Should we put her lined up like she's shooting the rockets?
Yes. 100% good idea.
Very good idea. Okay. And so Sasha opens the door. Sounds like Carrie's covering.
Yep.
Our Lance's too.
And you all throw open the door. And then we cut to outside. And so Dewey, you've seen all this. What do you think Dewey's your reaction has been? You didn't see their visions and stuff, but you saw their weird interaction with that guy. You saw them attack him. You see the view from Lance's camera as he chokes him, and then Carrie's camera as he walks up and shoots the guy in the head.
I think Dewey is just like, oh, the boys are doing God's work. And he's also scrambling to like monitor police bands and trying to plan a getaway in the van once they acquire the item. Because Dewey's not a stranger to like having people have to go out and kill a bunch of people, right?
So yeah. I just wish I had my fucking character sheet handy. Is there like a law enforcement skill?
There's a law skill and bureaucracy.
Law specifically might be best for this one. If you want to roll.
Yeah, Dewey's got a lot of law. I got a 6 under 60.
Cool. Write down somewhere that you have a planned escape route. You're like,
I'll write it down right next to "It smells the ghost."
It smells the ghost, but I have a planned escape route. But so cool. You've been listening to the police chatter. You do know the bomb squad is there. There's basically bickering and arguing about when to go in. And they're very concerned because there's a... they know they have a cop in the building. There's like a police hostage, basically, in this situation. A cop who's not responding to the radio or anything. So they're very concerned. And that makes half the cops really want to go in. And the other half being like, no, we can't. He might die and all this stuff. And then you hear over all the police chatter, wait, suspect's coming out. He's armed. And right when you hear that, you hear a door slam and you see a car at the end of the same alley you're in. They've parked you in, and a woman gets out and she holds out her hand, and you see she's holding a badge.
Well, like, if it isn't Patricia Rachel.
Rachel Adams, actually, CIA.
Rachel Patricia.
I assume you're Dewey Boyd.
Assumption correct.
All right, and we'll pick it up here next.
Assumption correct.
I'm playing with madness.
Playing with madness.
Playing with madness.
Playing with madness.
Next time on Playing with Madness,
we're going to go even crazier.
Oh, there it is. I keep thinking I deleted it.
Playing with Madness is released every Wednesday on your podcast app of choice. For more from us, visit Playing with Madness Podcast on Instagram or contact us at playingwithmadnesspodcast@gmail.com. Also visit r/playingwithmadness and consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/playingwithmadness. Please rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps. Thanks!